Yep.
It's the final rehearsal for TNT before the Jazz Jubilee. In a downtown Sacramento warehouse, youth band's director, Dave Johnson, takes the teenagers through some final run-throughs.
Prepare a solo of 2 times 3. Don't do that. Da-da-da-da-da. After 7 times. Here you go. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The Sacramento Traditional Jazz Society sponsors 2 groups of young musicians aged 12 to 18. The bands are formed each summer by audition and represent the Jazz Society at several events throughout the year. Johnson says the kids make a lot of progress during their stint with the program.
Oh, I see tremendous growth. They're learning jazz through improv, and they learn the thought process on how to play together, and then also their improvisational ideas. Those ideas start to grow, and they're able to connect ideas to ideas.
TNT's trumpeter, Jared Bloom, is in his 5th year with the program. Since he just turned 18, he won't be returning next year. He says some of his favorite memories are of the traditional jazz camps each summer at Sly Park.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of playing. You learn how to work with other musicians. You really learn a lot about the music and improvisational skills.
The jazz camps are led by professional musicians, and Jared's father, Al Bloom, says the workshops and seminars are an invaluable experience for the kids.
It brings them from knowing absolutely nothing about jazz, and it gives them a good grounding in music. It helps supplement what little, you know, is available in the public schools these days.
Don't even go to a movie show.
15-year-old Kelly Bowman is TNT's lead vocalist. She just joined the band and says she's already learning a lot about jazz and the history behind the music.
Every time we introduce a new song, one of our band teachers will tell us about how it came about, why the words were written, and a lot of the songs that we do from Ella Fitzgerald, they're like about New York and how they had the ghetto houses and stuff, so we learned about that. It's really neat to have older people looking on and going, wow, these kids are gonna carry on jazz, so I like that feeling.
Bill Evans is chairman of the Jazz Society's Youth Education Committee, and he says some of the Jubilee's best performances come from the youth bands.
You'll be surprised at what you're going to hear from 15, 16, 17-year-olds on that stage. They're, in many cases, a lot more energetic. Some of them are very, very accomplished musicians. But, you know, you always hear on the news the negative part of today's youth. Stop by one of those youth sites, and you'll see the positive part of today's youth on that stage.
Bill Evans of the Sacramento Traditional Jazz Society. TNT will be performing shows at various venues around town each day of the Jubilee. Steve Milne, KXJZ News.